the ongoing story of the results of attachment, man for woman, woman for man. The wife of Brihaspati, Tara, became attached to a beautiful man. And being attached to that beautiful man, his name was Soma, the moon god, she wanted to have a son by him. So of course she went away with the moon god, and Brihaspati became very angry. A big fight broke out. Practically, you see, in the course of the whole history of the material world, all the fighting that goes on, all the fighting, all the wars, all the killing, all the injustice, all the suffering, it's all caused by attachment to the body. Man is attached to his body, woman is attached to her body, man is attached to woman, woman is attached to man. Basically, if you trace most of the wars are traced down to this whole attraction, Maitunyagara, the shackles of sex life, yan maitunadi grihamedi sukham hitucham. Caesar fell in love with Cleopatra during the time of the Roman Empire, 2,000 years ago, and he had to go to war because he was attached to someone else's princess, someone else's queen. So he threw his whole country into a war just because he was attached to a woman. So whole countries are fighting each other just because one person wants the queen or the princess of another, or one demigod takes the wife of another. Indra is famous for that. Indra is always catching the wives of different rishis and sages and getting himself in wars. And here we see that this lady, the wife of Soma, she was unchaste. So this results in so much fighting. When we don't control our senses, we end up in a difficult situation. Sense control. Now all the demigods are going to war. Why? Because of one woman's attachment for a man. Tara was attached to a man. She was attached to Soma. So the whole celestial kingdom broke out in a war, choosing sides, friends and enemies, for and against. For Brihaspati, against Brihaspati. For some on the side of Soma, some on the side of Brihaspati. Friends and enemies and fighting. As above, so below. So in our platform in the earthly kingdom, people are also fighting. Countries are going to war, kings are going to war. This is going on in the heavenly planets. All this is going on. Unless we become attached to Krishna, then we have to fight. We have to fight for sense gratification. We have to fight to get the objects of sense gratification. Fight for food, fight for land, fight for position, fight for woman, fight for man. Woman's fighting for man. There's a struggle to get the things that we want. So the whole material world is karshati. It's a struggle. Struggle means a fight. So everyone is fighting to get sense gratification. So demigods are fighting over woman. And we're fighting over woman. It's like they have Swayamvara in the kingly situation amongst the Kshatriyas, when the princess is a Kumari, is available for marriage, then all the princes come. And they have the Swayamvara, they have to win the hand of that princess. So they have to fight. They have to fight. So all the princes, all the kings are so attached to that beautiful Kumari that they're willing to give up their life, willing to sacrifice their life. They have to fight with other kings. Just like Krishna, when Krishna, he caught Rukmini. when he caught Rukmini, because Rukmini was so beautiful. When she came out of Chandi's palace, she came out of the Chandi Mandir after worshipping Durga on the day of her Swayambar, where she would select her future husband. And when she came outside, then Krishna kidnapped her. It's called the Gandharva style. He threw Rukmini on his chariot and then he proceeded to go away. And Shishupal and Jarasandh and all the other kings that were also there to try to win the hand of Rukmini, they became very angry. Huh? What is this? Is Krishna's taking Rukmini? She's meant for us. Actually, she was supposed to marry Shishupal. All our little friends are waking up. It's Mangalartik for the Pakis. Paki Mangalartik. They're singing in Kirtan. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. On this side of the world, all the birds sing Radhe, Radhe. But on the other side, in Maharaj's, Subhag Maharaj's place, all the birds in Mayapur, they sing Gora, 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 Gora. Gora, Gora, Gora. It's told in Prem Vivart Vilas, Prema Vivarta by Jagannanda Pandit. He tells the childhood pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He's remembering, because Jagannanda Pandit was associating with Gauranga when he was a young boy. And there were some birds there. And a bird landed, and one parrot came and he landed on Mahaprabhu's hand. And Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit, he said, "Hey, Shuk, chant Radhe, 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 Radhe." And the shuk flew off his hand and went in the tree and chanted, "Gora, Gora, 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 Gora." He says, "Why, wait? Come back." He says, "Look, I told you, if you chant Radhe, Radhe, I will give you the pomegranates. I will give you some nice anar beach." And they like very much shuka. They like anar beach. It's nice, pomegranate, fall. So then the shuka, he flew again into the tree. It's flapping its wings, and Gora, 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 Gora. He said, "Hey, why? Hey, shuk, why are you chanting this Gora, Gora? What is this Gora, Gora?" And then the shuka spoke, the parrot spoke. He said, "Hey, Nimai, you're a big pundit. But you know, I'm also a pundit. I'm Shukadev. I am knowing the Siddhanta. I know who you are. You cannot disguise your identity from me. You're saying you're Nimai Pandit, you're Jagannath Sutta, you're the son of Jagannath Mishra, you're a Brahmin, you're a Pandit, you're a teacher. But I know who you are. So therefore I'm chanting Gora, Gora, Gora. You're telling me to chant Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. But actually, who is Radhe? You're Radhe. You are that Radhe. You are Radharani. And you're also Govinda. You're Radha Govinda. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. You're none other than Radha and Krishna. So I'm chanting Gora. Go means Govinda. And you're Govinda. And Ra means Radharani. And you're Radharani. So when I see you, I see Radharani." So, like that, all the birds in Mayapur, they're chanting Gora, Gora, Gora. So this leads us into a nice introduction to the life of Jayadev Goswami. Today is a Tirubhav Mahotsav. Is it right? Tirubhav Mahotsav of Jayadev Goswami. Now who is Jayadev Goswami? Jayadev Goswami was a great devotee of Radharani and Krishna. Krishna Bhakta. But he lived 1,000 years ago. He lived 1,000 years ago, and he made a very important contribution to all of us. Very, very important contribution. He was worshipping Radha and Krishna. His wife's name was Padmavati, and they were both completely absorbed in the service of Krishna day and night. She was not like Tara. She was this lady Tara, the wife of Brihaspati. She was chaste. She was sati. Fully chaste wife. And she was not only chaste to Jayadev, but she was chaste to Krishna. She had sold her heart to the lotus feet of Krishna, Govinda. So together they would worship Krishna. They had deity of Radha Madhav. The Thakurji of Jayadeva is named Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav. And that Thakurji, many people disagree, but many people agree that the original deities of Jayadeva Goswami are in Kanak Vrindavan. They are outside of Jayapur in Rajasthan, being worshipped in a very beautiful, opulent way in a beautiful temple in a place called Kanak Vrindavan, in outside of Jayapur. Very nice palace setting with beautiful gardens, Kanak Vrindavan. So Radha Madhav are there. So it's explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur that Jayadeva Goswami, 1,000 years ago, way before Lord Chaitanya came to this world, he went to Navadvip. And Jayadeva Goswami is very famous for having written one stotra. What stotra is that? Das Avatar Stotra. And in this Das Avatar Stotra, he's glorifying the different incarnations of the Lord, the different expansions and incarnations of the Lord. But you'll note, if you look at this prayer closely, you'll see that in every shloka, Jayadeva Goswami is mentioning his Ishtadev. So he says, Keshavadrita Mihina Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Keshavadrita Kurama Sharira Keshavadrita Narahari Rupa Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Keshavadrita. So it's Keshava 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 Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava Krishna Keshava. Hey! Because who is Keshava? Because he's telling that Keshava, Krishna, Keshava. Why Keshava? Because Keshava means hair. Beautiful hair. Krishna has beautiful dark blue hair curling. Beautiful hair that curls in beautiful waves and falls on his shoulders. So beautiful. Bluish black. Very, very beautiful hair. It's bluish black, very dark black, but with a bluish, you know, bluish black, but with a red tinge, which is told by Satyavrata Muni, or Satyavrata Muni in the Dhammadarasticum. He's explaining Krishna's hair. He said it has rakta, has a tinge of red in his hair. So he's mentioning that from Keshava come all these different avatars. All the different incarnations and avatars are expansions of Keshava. Keshava Drita, Mina, Sharira, Rupa, Vamana Rupa. All these Das avatars are expansions from Keshava. So when Jayadeva Goswami wrote this prayer, Das Avatar Stotra, what is this prayer, this stotra? It is the introduction. It is the Mangalacharana to his famous book called Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda was written 1,000 years ago. And before describing the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, because the Gita Govinda is all about Keshava, it is all about Radharani and Keshava, the pastimes of Ras Lila, the Sant Ras, the springtime Ras Lila of Radha and Krishna at Govardhan. The springtime Ras is at Govardhan, Chandra Sarovara, Rasasthali. So he wrote this Gita Govinda to explain the different aspects, Purva Rag, Man, and Pranaya, and all the different aspects of Prema are described in Gita Govinda. Before describing the pastimes of Keshava, he described the different incarnations and expansions of Lord Keshava, which manifest in this world for the pleasure of his devotees. Krishna comes here to please his devotees and also for other purposes. Yada yada hi dharma sya glanhir bhavati bharatam, to establish dharma, but moreover to engage in rasa, rasheshvara, to engage in rasa with his different devotees. He takes different incarnations. So when Jayadeva Goswami was wandering in different places, he came to Navadvip 1,000 years ago. And he lived in a place called Champahati. Champahati, Champahanta, whatever. So Hata or Hati, Champa flowers, Champa Champankalata, no Champa flowers. So this place in Navadvip is called Champahati. Is that right? Champahati. So Hati means marketplace. But originally in Nityalila, Champakalata Sakhi, one of the Ashtasakhis, Radharani's Ashtasakhis, Champakalata, she would come there. There's a beautiful grove of Champak Briksha. And she would pick all the Champak flowers. And she'd make beautiful garlands offered to Radha Madhav. And that place is where Jayadev Goswami, he came there to worship his Radha Madhav. He was worshiping his Radha Madhav there and relishing very much that place. Now the king of that area 1,000 years ago was named Lakshman Sen. Lakshman Sen, he had read Gita Govinda and he was especially impressed with the Das Avatar Stotra. So he wanted to meet the author. So someone said, the author is living in your kingdom, in Champahati. So he knew that Jayadev Goswami, being a great devotee of the Lord, would not want to meet with any materialistic person. Because materialistic people, they're contaminated. They're full of lust, common crowed, lust and anger. So sadhus and saintly people, they asat sangatyag, avaishnavachara. Asat sangatyag. Saintly people, they reject, they avoid the association of materialists. So King Lakshman Sen, the word Raja, king, is another name for materialist. It's another name for asat sangha. King means asat sangha. We reject it. Tyag. Asat sangha tyag e vaishnavachara. So he knew that Jayadev would not meet with him if he came in his Raja Vesh, his royal Vesh. So he disguised himself as a very poor Vaishnava. Very, very, a penniless Vaishnava. And he came there. And he said, oh, Goswamiji, hey, Goswamiji, please, can you recite your Das Avatar Stotra for me? It's such a beautiful stotra. I like it very much. In fact, your whole Gita Govinda is a song. And each it's a poem or a song, and each song is a different raga. There's different rags. And very, very beautiful. Of course, it's full of philosophy and full of ras, but it's a beautiful, beautiful collection of songs and poetry. Gita Govinda. Gita means song. So, Jayadev Goswami, he sung very beautifully that song. Palaya payodi jitavana sivedam. So he sang the Das Avatar Stotra. And Lakshman Sen was very, very happy. And he begged with folded hands. He said, oh, please stay here in my kingdom and bless my kingdom by your auspicious presence. Because if you're living in my kingdom, then surely everything will be prosperous and peaceful by the presence of such a Mahabhagavat as yourself. And then Jayadev said, all right, anyway, I'll stay for some short time. So Lakshman Sen built a cottage for him, and Jayadev stayed there in Champahati. And every day his wife Padmavati was collecting heaps and heaps of champak flowers, and they're making beautiful garlands to offer to Radha Madhav. And they were, those garlands, they were, you're supposed, before you offer a garland, before you offer a mala to Krishna, you have to put some pani, some water on the garland. Idam pushpam, srim klim varakrishnavyam namaha. You chant mula mantra, and you purify the mala with water. And when Jayadev Goswami, he was taking the champak mala that was made by Parvamati, but he didn't have to put any water on it before he offered it. Because he was crying. He was crying so much. So before he would offer his garland to Radha Madhav, he was crying, and drops of his tears, premashru, drops of his tears would fall onto the garland, the champak garland. So that was, he purified the garland, not with Achman, not with that Idam Pushpam Malyam Kun Krishnaya Namaha. He, with his own tears, then he offered the garland to Radha Madhav. So with this type of seva, it's called Prem Seva, Bhav Seva, he was worshipping Radha Madhav. And Radha Madhav were so pleased with him. They were so pleased with Jayadeva Goswami's pure love and devotion. Because this is what Krishna wants. He wants pure love and devotion. Patram pushpam palam doyam yome bhakti prayachati. Yome bhakti. Yome bhakti prayachati. Devotion, love, sincerity. Whether you offer a leaf or whether you offer a champak mala, it must be bhakti. So Jayadev, he was worshipping like this, and Radha Madhav were so pleased, they wanted to show their mercy. So when Radha Madhav want to show their mercy, they combine into one form as Gauranga. So what happened is that while he was worshipping Radha Madhav, one day they appeared to him as Gauranga. Gauranga appeared to Jayadeva Goswami and said, "Hey Jayadeva, your worship is so wonderful. I'm so pleased by your worship. So much sincerity, so much love, and so much care. You're taking such care to worship me so nicely and carefully. So, I want to give you some instructions. So now you can go from here. You go to Puri. You can go to Jagannath Puri. And you go there and you worship Jagannath. And you'll see me there. You'll see me in Puri. And you encourage, you offer your Gita Govinda at the lotus feet of Jagannath. And Jagannath will accept it. I will accept your Gita Govinda there. And they will chant your Gita Govinda every day. And it will be performed. There will be dancers who will sing and dance for Lord Jagannath's pleasure. You go there. And in the future you will come. You'll see, I will come here. I will come to this place. In the Kali Yuga I will appear. I mean, later. This is 1,000 years ago. He said, I will appear. And I will take my avatar here in Mayapur. And you will also take part in my pastimes. Like this, Gauranga appeared to Jayadeva Goswami in Chapahati. So then he left there and he went to Jagannath Puri. And then he offered the Gita Govinda there, and Lord Jagannath accepted it. And it's still, even to this day, every night they recite the Gita Govinda. Although there's no Devadasis, there's no dancers anymore. But they recite Gita Govinda in the Jagannath Mandir every night. So in the Gita Govinda, Jayadeva Goswami, he actually reveals the secret which Lord Chaitanya came to teach. The unique position of Srimati Radharani. Because no Acharya, there was no Gaudiya Vaishnavism 1,000 years ago. There was no Gaudiya Siddhanta. Gaudiya Siddhanta, Gaudiya Vaishnavism began with Lord Chaitanya. But it first began with Jayadeva Goswami in the Gita Govinda. When he was writing Gita Govinda, Gita Govinda describes the rasa dance in Govardhan, and some verses from Gita Govinda are here quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj in Chaitanya Charitamrita. In the first verse he's explaining how the gopis felt when they saw the beauty of Krishna. When they saw Krishna's beauty in the springtime after the long cold winter, all the cold rains and all the cold winter, and they saw Krishna, he looked so beautiful. And that awakened their purva rag, their attachment, their love before they met him. And when Radharani saw Krishna in the springtime, she spoke this verse which Jayadeva Goswami wrote in Gita Govinda. And Krishnadas Kaviraj includes it in the Adi Leela. Radharani says to her friends, "My dear friends, just see how Krishna is enjoying the season of spring, with the gopis embracing each of his limbs. He is like amorous love personified. With his transcendental pastimes, he enlivens all the gopis and the entire creation. With his soft, bluish-black arms and legs, which resemble blue lotus flowers, he has created a festival for Cupid. So Radharani came to Chandrasarovara, to Rasastali at Govardhan in the springtime, and she saw Krishna surrounded by all the gopis, looking very beautiful, with Indivara flowers over his ears, beautiful blue flowers tucked over his ears, and some mango blossoms. Because in the springtime, the mango tree, the Aam, it blossoms and has these little beautiful fragrant blossoms that are dripping, kind of this honey nectar is coming out of the mango blossoms. So he had some of those tucked in his turban, and they're giving off a very beautiful fragrance. And when Radharani saw Krishna there, surrounded by the other gopis, then she felt a little something. And that's described in Ramananda Roy's teachings to Lord Chaitanya and Ramananda Samvad. Later on, again, there's other verses from Gita Govinda, because today is Jayadeva Goswami's day, so we can hear some of the verses. And it's interesting because these two shlokas, there's a very secret tattva, or truth, concealed in these two shlokas by Jayadeva Goswami. And Krishnadas Kaviraj explains that, Ei dui shlokar artha vicharila jani, vicharite ute jena amritera kani. He said, these two shlokas are amritera. These are full of nectar. And the translation, he says, simply by understanding these two verses, one can understand what nectar there is in such dealings between Radha Madhav. It is exactly like freeing a mine of nectar. A mine means like gold mine, diamond mine, where all the jewels are in the ground. Ratnagarbha or something, full of the jewels. So if you can understand these verses, because Jayadeva Goswami, he reveals in Gita Govinda this topmost truth which Lord Chaitanya propagated. So these are the two shlokas. Kam sarir api samsara vasana bada shrinkalam raram madaya ridaye tyaja braja sundari. The first verse before that describes the setting. These are the first. I'll read one verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Gopiganera rasa nritya mandali chadiya radachahi vani pire vilapa kariya. So when Radharani saw Krishna surrounded by all these other gopis at the spring rasa dance, finding herself equally treated with all the other gopis, Srimati Radharani displayed her man. Tricky behavior. Prabhupada calls it tricky behavior. And she left the circle of the rasa dance. Missing Radharani's presence, Krishna became very unhappy and began to lament and wander throughout the forest to search her out. So now, Radharani's left the rasa dance without Krishna, alone. And Krishna's searching for her. Now Jayadeva Goswami, he becomes Tadatmika, he becomes one with the mind and heart of Krishna. And understanding Krishna's mind, he speaks this verse in Gita Govinda. Kam sarer api samsara vasana bada shinkalam rara madaya ridaye tyaja braja sundari. Lord Krishna, the enemy of Kamsa, Kamsari, took Srimati Radharani within his heart, for he desired to dance with her in the rasa dance. Then he left the rasa dance and the company of all the other beautiful damsels of Braja. So in the verse, Jayadeva Goswami uses the word shrinkalam, and Prabhupada translates shrinkalam means to be badha shrinkalam, means to be chained. Badha shrinkalam means that Krishna, his heart was tied to Radharani's heart like chains, like a ball in a chain, heavy chains. So it says he took Radharani into his heart. It means she was chained in his heart with steel, like heavy chains. If you have something very valuable, you have a valuable motorcycle or bicycle or something, or valuable object, you put big chains around it, a big padlock, big tala. big lock on those chains. So Radharani was in Badha Shrinkalam. She was chained. She was tied to Krishna's heart with big chains. He didn't want to leave her. Then the next verse in Gita Govinda, he says, Itastatastam anushritya radikam anangavana vrana kinnamanasa kritanutapa sakalinda nandini tatantakunje vishada madhava. So here he's saying Madhava, his Istadev Madhava, Radha Madhava. So he's saying that being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid, Anangaban, Ananga, Ananga means Cupid, Anangavana, Anangaban, the arrow of Cupid. Krishna being afflicted by the arrow of Cupid and unhappily regretting his mistreating Radharani, Madhava began to search for Radharani along the banks of the Yamuna River. When he failed to find her, he entered the bushes of Vrindavan and began to lament. Tatantakunje Vishada Madhava. So, Vishad means lamentation. Vishad. Kunje. So what happened is that Radharani, Krishna, he made Radharani jealous by surrounding himself with all the other gopis and kind of ignoring her. So Radharani left the Rasa dance and she entered a state of man. Now, man is a type of prema where Radharani acts in an unfavorable way. She doesn't want to speak with Krishna, she doesn't want to see him. And then, of course, Krishna has to do so many things to win her favor. And in this pastime, in Gita Govinda, to break Radharani's man bhanga, there Jayadeva Goswami reveals something totally revolutionary. 1,000 years ago, there was no idea like this. 1,000 years ago, everyone, all the Madhvas, all the Sri Vaishnavas, Madhvacharya's followers, the Tattvavadis, all the different Vaishnava sects, they worship Krishna as supreme. Krishna is the supreme. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Vasudeva is everything. Krishna is too Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the supreme Bhagavan. Govinda Gopal, he is supreme. And everyone else is his servant. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasabhya Britya. There is one Ishvara, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Arasabhya Britya. Britya means servant. Sabritya. Everyone else is a servant. He's the master, he's the Lord. But then Jayadeva Goswami, as he's seeing this pastime of the Vasant Ras, Leela of Radha and Krishna, he's seeing it and writing about it. His hand is being moved. His hand is being moved by Radha Madhav. Radha Madhav are moving their hands. Just like who wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita? It was written by Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan wrote the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was the power behind Krishnadas Kaviraj. Krishnadas Kaviraj was feeble and weak. He could not move his hands. His hands were shaking. He couldn't write one word. He was shaking, old man. He said, only Madan Mohan, Madan Gopal, he's moving my hand. So in the same way, Jayadeva Goswami is seeing this pastime and writing it. So as he's writing it, he's seeing Krishna enters into the Kunj. And Radharani is there in Man. And she's crying. And Krishna's begging her, and he tries to make some jokes with her, and then so many things he does. And he says, please, you take my flute. I won't play my flute anymore. You take my flute. It's yours. I won't call any more gopis anymore with my flute. I won't call any gopis with my flute. I won't play with the cows. I don't. Take my flute. Take my turban. Take my morpunk. My peacock feather. So Krishna, Madhav, put all these things at Radharani's feet. Please, I surrender unto you. I'm a soul surrendered unto you. Right? Sharimam Twam Prapanam. Sharimam Mam. Sharimam Twam Prapanam. I Prapanam. I Prapadyante. I surrender unto you. Sharimam. I'm your disciple. So Radharani still, she's not giving any recognition. She's not acknowledging Krishna's petition or his prayers. So then Jayadeva continues to write, Krishna, in his desperation, in his vishad, he's so much, you know, vilap, he's lamenting, then he thinks, what can I do? And then he gets down and he takes Radharani's feet. He caresses Radharani's feet in his lotus hands. And he places the soft lotus feet of Radharani on his forehead. And then his forehead becomes decorated with the footlack of Srimati Radharani, with a beautiful red color on his forehead. And Jayadeva Goswami writes, Dehi para palavam udaram utapam. Dehi para palavam udaram utapam. And then his pen dropped from his hand. And Jayadeva was saying, what did I write? That Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, he's taking Radharani's feet on his head? The whole creation, all the demigods, all the devotees, everyone is aspiring to have the feet of Krishna on their head. Everyone wants Krishna's feet on their head. And here he's taking the feet of Radharani on his head. How is it possible? Radharani, she's a devotee. And there's so many, there's millions of unlimited devotees of the Lord. So many Krishna bhaktas, so many Gopal bhaktas, so many bhaktas. But all those bhaktas are taking Krishna's feet on their head. How is it that Krishna's taking the feet of this bhakta on his head? And so he dropped his pen and he said, I better take a walk. I better take a walk and think about this. What truth is coming out of my pen? What is my pen saying? What will the other Vaishnavas say to me? How will I justify this in among the Sadhu Sangha? The other Vaishnavas say, what are you doing? You're diminishing the position of Bhagavan? You're turning Bhagavan into a das? What is this? So then he went and he took bath in Ganga. And meanwhile, Padmavati was cooking for Radha Madhav, making nice offering, waiting for her husband, so she offered the Radha Madhav bhog. And while Jayadeva was bathing, then a Brahmin came to his house. A Brahmin. And that Brahmin was disguised. He looked exactly like Jayadeva Goswami. So he came to the house, and he walked into the house, just like he owned the house. He didn't knock on the door. He didn't ring the doorbell or anything. He walked right into the house. And then Padmavati said, oh, Prabhu, you're back. Very good. Thakurji just finished the bhog. And you please sit down and you take some. And then this Brahmin said, no, wait 1 minute. Jayadeva told, Brahmin disguised as Jayadeva, said, Padmavati, just wait 1 minute. I have to finish some writing. I have to finish some writing, and I finish this writing and my book, and I'll take prasad. So then that Brahmin went inside, and he looked at this book, and he saw Dehi Padapalavam. And there was a little kind of scratch there. Jayadeva Goswami kind of was scratching that line out, because he had second thoughts about writing this line, Dehi Padapalavam Udaram Utapam. So then, in very beautiful Sanskrit, just like a string of pearls, just beautiful and effulgent as a string of pearls, this Brahmin, he wrote the same line again, Dehi para palavam udaram utapam. Right under the other line, he wrote the same line again. And then Parmati said, hey Prabhu, your prasad's getting cold, come on, chalo. So then Jayadeva came out, or the Brahmin who was disguised as Jayadeva, he sat down and he took prasad. Very happily took prasad and relishing. And Padmavati was making rotis and making and serving and serving and serving. And this Brahmin, she's thinking she's serving her husband. And she's very excited and very happy. Husband's enjoying Thakurji's prasad, very nice. So then the Brahmin gets up and he says, I'm going for a walk now. So I'll just go for a walk. I'll see you then sometime. So then the Brahmin left. So then 5 minutes later, the real Jayadeva came back from the Ganga. And he said, Hey Devi, prasad chalo. Thakurji prasad, you know, after snan, then the appetite is good. So he took his Ganga snan and then he was, okay, haribo, prasad, you know, dedo. So she said, she's looking, and Padmavati's looking at her husband, you too much, you were out in the sun, too much sun outside, or what? And Jayadev said, what's wrong? I said, and Padmavati said, I just fed you 15 minutes ago. I gave you all Thakurji's prasadam. There's no more. You ate everything. The offering is gone. Jayadev said, what? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I was bathing and then you made the offering and I came back. Oh, there's nothing here? No. And then Padmavati is scratching her head. What? I don't. You know, I just fed you. What do you? Why are you speaking like this? Why are you bewildering me? You're making fun of me. I just fed you. You're happy. You happily ate. And you went in your room and you wrote something. And Jayadev is thinking, I went in my room. Anyway, let me go in my room. So he went in his room. He looked at his writing table and he saw his book Gita Govinda. And he saw this beautiful line was written in such beautiful Sanskrit. And he said, hey, Devi, who has written this? Someone came here. And she said, what are you talking about? He said, no, someone came and wrote something in my book. He said, I don't know, Prabhu. I'm completely bewildered. I'm befuddled. I mean, I don't know what you're saying. You were here, you wrote something, you took some prasadam. Now you're trying to make me go crazy? And so then Jayadev sat down and he meditated on Radha Madhav. On his Ishtadev. And then Madhav appeared in his mind. He said, hey, I've written this. I came as you. And I've written this line. So this is true. This is actually true. I did this. Because no one ever before ever wrote about this. There was never anywhere in any literature was ever written that God takes the feet of his devotee on his head. This is history was made by the hand of Jayadev Goswami. Revolutionary history to establish the unique position of the devotee. The devotee is greater than God. God takes the feet of his devotee and wears them on his head like a shiromani, a crest jewel. Bhaktapada shiromani. The bhaktapada, the feet of the devotee are worn like a shiromani, like a crest jewel, shiromani on the head of Krishna. So this was revealed by Jayadev Goswami in the Gita Govinda. And Lord Chaitanya, he used to relish this so much, Gita Govinda. When he was living in Puri, he would listen every night to Gita Govinda and the poems of Chandidas. And Prabhupada writes some nice, he quotes in Nectar Devotion some nice passages from Gita Govinda. One particular passage he quotes in relation to discussion in chapter 44 is called the Devotional Service in Conjugal Love. This is Madhurya, Madhurya Leela. He says in Gita Govinda, Jayadev Goswami, he has one shloka where one gopi is telling her friend, Krishna is the reservoir of pleasure, of all pleasure within this universe. Krishna's body is as soft as a lotus flower. And his free behavior with the gopis, which appears exactly like a young boy's attraction to a young girl, is a subject matter of transcendental conjugal love. Now Prabhupada gives his purport to this shloka from Gita Govinda. A pure devotee follows in the footsteps of the gopis and worships the gopis as follows. Let me offer my respectful obeisances to all the young cowherd girls of Braja, whose bodily features are so attractive. Simply by their beautiful, attractive features, they are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Out of all the young gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. So this is the point of Gita Govinda, the revolutionary philosophical Siddhanta that was established by Jayadev Goswami, that of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most prominent. Not only of all the gopis, but of all the devotees, she is the most prominent. So prominent that Krishna, Vasudeva Saramati, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, becomes a servant of Radharani. A misconception which is revealed by Jayadeva Goswami is called Radha Dasyam. Radha Dasyam. Dasya means service, servitude. Just like we have in the nine limbs, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Parasevan, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam. Dasyam. Dasosmi. Everyone is a servant. Every single living entity is a servant, beginning with God Himself. Krishna Himself, He shows the example by serving His devotee. And this is a unique feature of the Lord, that He's so much controlled by His devotee that He wants to become a devotee, to taste that ecstasy. The ecstasy of being a servant of Radharani, or a servant of Krishna, or a servant of the servants of Krishna, Dasana Dasana Das. It is so great that the Lord Himself comes as a devotee. First Krishna becomes a servant. He takes Radharani's feet and He massages her feet and He puts her feet on His head. And when Krishna is holding Radharani's feet on His head, He feels the greatest happiness. He feels the greatest happiness in this position of surrender. So even though everyone is aspiring to have the feet of God on their head, Krishna, Bhagavan, is taking the feet of His devotee and worshipping them with His head, holding them on His head. It is a place of seva. It is made of seva. And Krishna is showing in this pastime in Gita Govinda, which Jayadeva reveals, that there is nothing more than seva. Dasyam. Das means servitude or service or seva. Then even I become a servant of my devotees. Although in the material world, it's the antithesis of this conception. Because everyone in the material world wants to be the master, the enjoyer. I am the master. Everyone wants to be the lord, the master. Brihaspati wants to be the master of his wife. And if someone else becomes the master of his wife, then there's a whole war going on. Right? Everyone wants to be the lord and master. This is the nature of the material consciousness and the material world. Everyone is fighting for lordship. Everyone is fighting for mastership. Masters of the universe. The Star Wars and all these types of things. All these wars and wars. Why? For mastership, lordship. Ishvara. Ishvara Bhav. Everyone has Ishvara Bhav. But in the spiritual world, it's Dasya Bhav. It's not Ishvara Bhav, it's Dasya Bhav. It's just the opposite. Dasya Bhav means to be the servant. So, although we say Ekale Ishvara Krishna Arasavya Vritya, this phrase is there in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that there is one Supreme Master, Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Jayadeva Goswami reveals actually Ekale Ishvari Radha Arasavya Vritya. Ekale Ishvari Radha. That there is one Ishvari. The Param Ishvari is Radharani. Because she is the master of Krishna. Even Krishna becomes a servant of Radharani. So although in this world and in the lower conception, in the Vaikuntha conception of the Absolute, Krishna is the Supreme, Ekala Ishvara Krishna. Was it? Yeah, Arasavya Vritya. So from Vaikuntha all the way down through all the planetary systems, there is one Supreme Master, Krishna. But when you cross through the Paravyom, and you cross through the effulgence of Shamsundar, and you enter into the inner recesses of the spiritual world, into the center of the lotus flower of Braja Gokul, you'll find that there is no Ishvara Krishna. Krishna is not the Ishvara there. The Ishvari is the controller. Ekala Ishvari Radha. There, everyone is serving the cause of Srimati Radharani. This is Vrindavan. This is a revolutionary concept. So therefore, what is the service of Radharani called? Radha Dasyam. Krishna serves Radharani. Everyone serves Radharani. And what does Radharani do? She serves Krishna. So service is the exchange. Seva. Seva is the medium of exchange. Just like here in this world, people are exchanging things. The whole world is running on what? Money. Lakshmi, exchanging money, working for money, buying products, selling, buying, everything is money. That's moving everything, is money. But in the spiritual world, what's purchasing everything, what's moving everything is seva, the desire for service, and the rendering of service, and the giving of service. Radharani is accepting service, and she's offering service. So this is the commodity, this is the market, the exchange is seva in the spiritual world. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to explain and to teach this. This service of Radharani is the greatest secret. The greatest secret of the spiritual world is that everyone is a servant of Radharani. Prabhupada once said in one purport, he said, the purpose of coming to Vrindavan is to take shelter of Radharani, because she is the greatest devotee of Krishna. And we try, if we act in such a way, if we behave very wonderfully and serve the Vaishnavas very wonderfully, Prabhupada said, Radharani will be pleased with us. And if Radharani is pleased with us, then she will mention to Krishna. She will say, hey Shyam, hey Madhav, look at this devotee. Look at this nice devotee. How nicely he's trying to serve you and please you. Please give your mercy to him. Please bless him. In fact, it's told that once when Radharani was in Man, and then Krishna broke her Man, Radharani said, I will give up my Man. I will again associate with you if you fulfill, if you do three things for me. And Krishna said, I will do anything for you. Whatever you want, I will do. I am a soul surrendered unto you. I am your servant. Dasasmi. Dasi. Dasi asmi. I am your servant. And then Radharani said, yes, then you have to make me three promises. You have to make me three, you have to keep these three promises. And Krishna and Shyamasundara said, yes, I promise, I'll keep these promises. And she said, okay, the first thing is you have to promise to never leave Vrindavan. Never leave Vrindavan. And Krishna said, all right, I'll never leave Vrindavan. Right? Vrindavanam prityaja na ekam, what is it? Na ekam padam gacchati. Is it ekam padam nagacchati? Ekaparam nagachati, Vrindavanam prityaja. Krishna, he doesn't take ekaparam, he doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. So she said, the first thing is you promise me that you'll never leave Vrindavan. And Krishna said, yes. Second thing you have to promise me is that you will not forsake, or you will not ignore the devotees that are endeavoring, that are living in Vrindavan or living anywhere, and in working so hard and trying so hard to please you by their bhakti and by their devotion. You have to promise me that you will not ignore them, that you will give your mercy to them. And Krishna says, yes, I promise. I will give my mercy to those devotees. And then the third promise, she said, you have to promise me that if your devotee becomes so pure in his heart and so pure in his desire to love you and serve you, you have to promise that you will reveal yourself to him and you will reveal all your pastimes to him in Vrindavan. And Krishna thought for a long time. He paused. All right. That I will also reveal myself, darshan, sakshat darshan, and my prakat lila, aprakat lila will become manifest. They will see that pastime, those pastimes in Vrindavan. All right. So then Radharani said, all right, let's dance. So then he started the rasa dance. So this is Jayadeva Goswami. He was so fortunate that he was way ahead of his time, we can say. He was a pioneer. Like sometimes they glorify in Indian history or world history, they glorify different scientists. Well, he was a pioneer. He was way ahead of his time. He was a visionary. He was a great visionary, great inventor. But Jayadeva Goswami was a great visionary. What was his vision? His vision was the spiritual reality of Brajadham. Because before Lord Chaitanya, no one had that vision. So Lord Chaitanya was so pleased that Lord Chaitanya appeared before Jayadeva Goswami. after he wrote the Gita Govinda. Gita Govinda was already written. And then Madhav appeared before Jayadeva Goswami. And it's actually, it's Madhav that's writing the Gita Govinda. This is a very, very wonderful book. And one purport Prabhupada mentions, he said, the Gita Govinda should only be read by devotees. Should only be read by devotees. Of course, that's not a cheap thing to be a devotee. So we can try to understand, after many lifetimes, maybe we'll become devotees and we can read Gita Govinda. But at least we can someday have an opportunity, with Guru's grace, to read this wonderful book by Jayadeva Goswami. We're singing all, every day we're singing one of his prayers. Every single day we're singing a stotra from Gita Govinda. So you already have, it's like you come to the ocean. You come to the ocean, you put your toe in the ocean. Padangali? Your finger. You put your toe in the ocean. But that's not actually swimming in the ocean. When somebody pushes you in the ocean and you start swimming around, then you taste the salt water or whatever. Maybe it's a milk ocean. If it's a milk ocean, you drink the milk. There's different oceans in this world. So already we have our feet wet. Already we've contacted Gita Govinda. Every single bhakta in the movement has contacted Gita Govinda. Tavakara kamala varena kamadbhuta sringam dalita hiranya kashipu tanubringam keshavadrita narahari rupa. So we're singing every day. That's the stotra from Gita Govinda. That's the Mangala Charana. So that's getting our toe wet. But after the Mangala Charana comes the actual substance. So by the mercy of Lord Nisringadev, the anarthas from our heart, the greed, anger, lust, envy, desire, kutinati, and nisidachara, and improper behavior, and all this kutinati, diplomacy, all these things will be destroyed by the mercy of Lord Nisringadev. And then we can jump into the ocean. Jump into the ocean and swim in the ocean of Hari Katha by reading Gita Govinda. So it's a very interesting arrangement, because Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that by worshipping Lord Nisringadev, the anarthas become removed from the heart. We don't worship Ganesh or anybody else, we worship Nisringadev. And the anarthas become removed from the heart, so then we can worship Radha Madhav in Mayapur, or Radha Madhav in Vrindavan. Now after chanting this one shloka from Gita Govinda, maybe after 10 years, 20 years, we might become qualified to read the rest of the Gita Govinda and immerse our whole consciousness in this wonderful book by Jayadeva Goswami. That's why in this Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila section, Krishna's Kaviraj says, Amritara. These two shlokas reveal great nectar. There's a great secret storehouse of nectar in these two shlokas, which he mentioned. So these are only two shlokas from Gita Govinda. And in those shlokas, it's revealing the unique position of Srimati Radharani, which we discussed. We read those. A very nice shloka. He says that simply by considering these two verses, you can understand what nectar there is in such dealings. So that nectar is the nectar of devotional service, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. That is the nectar which we are anxious for. We're so anxious to taste that nectar that Krishna himself, he becomes a servant of Radharani. So Jayadeva Goswami, he's teaching us, you want to taste nectar, Amritara? Amrit, then we have to absorb ourselves in Seva Bhav, the consciousness of a servant. Dasosmi, I am your servant. And rather than trying to lord it over each other, or lord it over the world, or lord it over our possessions, we should try to serve each other more and more and more. The more we serve the Vaishnavas, the more our heart becomes pure. The more we're disinclined to serve the Vaishnavas, the more we're attached to the material world. You want to find out how attached you are? Sit down for a big feast. Sit down for a big feast before they serve the feast. And before they serve the feast, the temple commander will come and say, excuse me, Prabhus, we need a few servers. Are there any servers here? There are no servers there. They're all enjoyers there. They're all masters there. There are no servers. No one wants to serve. Everyone wants to enjoy. Ishwaraham aham bogi. Aham bogi. I am the bogi. Especially today, because it's just a feast. I mean, I'll serve on a regular day, maybe. But on a feast day, forget it. This is what I've been waiting for. Now is my time to enjoy. Aham bogi. So, you'll get your test. Are you a server or are you an enjoyer? The temple commander is coming as a representative of Krishna. Are there any servers here? Anyone wants to serve? Silence. Total silence, and everyone looks down. Oh, I hope he doesn't look at me. No. And then the ladies, like in the ladies' department, I can only imagine, I don't know, over there, but there's some lady will stand up. Are there, anyone can serve? So then the ladies have their veils, you know, so they go. They put their veils over their head so the lady, you know, temple commander can't catch them for seva, you know. Oh, I hope they don't call me. We should jump at the opportunity for seva. If you every opportunity we have for service, we should jump at that opportunity to serve the Vaishnavas. And that is the mood of Radhadasya. That is Radhadasyam. Radhadasyam is not some esoteric secret conception. Something new. What is this something new, Radhadasyam? Radhadasyam is Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Become a servant of the servant of the servant. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Anudas Anudas. Or Dasi Anudasi Anudasi. Become a servant of the servant of the servant. This is Radhadasyam. So this principle of Radhadasyam was given to the world 1,000 years ago by Jayadeva Goswami in the pages of Gita Govinda. But did he give it to the world? Did Jayadeva Goswami give this conception to the world? No. Who gave this conception to the world? Krishna. Krishna wrote the verse. Krishna says, Dehi Padapalavam. Krishna says, I take the feet of my devotee and put them on my head. Everyone else is saying, everyone else is writing about me. When devotees write about God, they write, Krishna is the master, we're all his servant. Right? Ekale Ishvara Krishna. Ekale Ishvara Krishna. That's what devotees write. Krishna Kaviraj writes, Mahajans write, all Vyasadeva writes, everyone writes that Krishna, Vasudev, Damodar, Madhav, he is the master. But when Damodar comes himself to write a shloka, when Krishna comes himself to write down a shloka about the Siddhanta, what does he write? I am a servant of Radharani. Dehi Parapalavam Udaram Matavam. I take my master, you say I'm the master of all the servants, but who is my master? My master is my Swamini. My Swamini is Radhe, Radharani. I take her feet on my head. So this is Radhadasyam. The principle is, the actual philosophical principle is service. So everyone writes that everyone's a servant of Krishna, and then Krishna says, yes, everyone's a servant of me, and I'm also a servant. You're a servant, I'm a servant, we're all servants. No one is the enjoyer. Service is the enjoyer. Because we enjoy serving. Service is the greatest pleasure. Even the supreme enjoyer, Bhoktaram Yagatapasam, the Bhoktaram, he gives up his position as the Bhoktaram to become the Sevite. And that is the greatest pleasure. Sevanand. It's told in Adi Leela that when one engages in seva, he experiences anand, bliss. Sevanand. So we'll stop there. Hare Krishna. Shripad Jayadeva Goswami Tirubhav Titi Mahotsava Ki.